This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1783. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 22nd, Antarctica, Armenia, Australia, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, France, Greece, India, Indonesia, Mongolia, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Puntland, Russia, Serbia, Somaliland, Sweden, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Reminder from last week that LRA 36 Antarctica is supposed to resume operations Monday, July 27th, around 18 to 2130 UT on 15476. That's Monday through Friday only. If it's anything like previous periods, North Americans will have much better luck receiving it via remote receiver in Europe than on their own radios. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany is again hearing that very strange transmitter associated with Azerbaijan, or is it Armenia, or is it the Nagorno-Karabakh Republic enclave, around 9677 kilohertz. It's been referred to before as ICTIMAI radio, or Tolishtoni Saido radio via Stepanakert. Anyhow, he heard it July 18th and says it's a broadband FM signal from 9664 to 9685, and a carrier is visible on the screen when a break in the speech occurs on exactly 9676.890. That's typical of FM, of course. You can only nail down the center when it's silent. That was July 18th at 0755. Rob Wilson in Scotland says, just noticed that from July 1st, local ABC radio in Australia started beta testing, streaming radio via the internet. Until now, only the capital city local stations, plus Newcastle and Gold Coast, had been streaming. Now they're testing a number of other remote locations, including ABC Alice Springs, which we hear on shortwave, 4835. As Hasegawa in Japan reports July 22nd, Bhutan Broadcasting Service continued to broadcast after 15 UT in Dzongkha, the local language, with a talkback show taking telephone callers on 6034.96. And he wonders if it's now running 24 hours. Ron Howard in California replies, very nice to find we were both listening to it. I had not heard them recently and believe they were off. So it was a surprise to first tune in at 1248 and hear their unique indigenous music and singing. There was a monologue at 1331, more music at 1347, and the phone conversations were heard by 1422 and still going when he tuned out at 1430. There was some mixing with PBS Yunnan China in Vietnamese and Chinese, but most of the time BBS was stronger. The last I knew, BBS signed off about 1300 UT, so they really were on an extended schedule. It would be wonderful if this will continue. Mauno Rita in Finland replied then. Strong signal also here at 1615 UT on 6034.95. Following up last week's report from Dave Volko in Pennsylvania about a Brazilian on 6160 around 1000 UT, although two of them are listed, he went back and checked his recording and thanks Daniel Williams in Brazil for his wonderful help. He says, first it was Radio Rio Mar with a partial ID at 095835 on 6160.058. Upon reviewing the entire reception as a waterfall, I could see and hear the other one, Radio Boa Vontade, sign on at exactly 1001 with soft religious music in progress. And as soon as Radio Boa Vontade signed on, 6160.02, it drifted up and down three times between 6160.075 and 6159.937 before finally settling down on 6159.968. The intensity of the crackling spurs coming out of Brazil's high-power transmitter on 11780 varies a lot. Some evenings they've been barely audible, for which we are quite thankful. However, we knew that couldn't last. July 20th, around 0130 UT, I was hearing more of them than usual. They were approximately 33 kilohertz apart around these frequencies: 11912, 11846, 11813, 11747, 11714, 11681, and 11615. I could still hear most of them 4 hours later. I say, come on, EBC, get this mess cleaned up once and for all. Or close down this terrible transmitter, at least power it down so it will do less damage. Gerald Pollard sends a link to a CBC News story. Headline: Historic CBK Transmitter Building in Watrous to be Demolished. That's CBK 540 in Saskatchewan. Not the antenna, so many of those are coming down, but the original transmitter building. You see, in March 2007, CBC decided to build a new, smaller building to house the new transmitter, which did not heat the massive building the same way the old one did, so the old building became vacant and, with no one maintaining it, fell into disrepair. CFRX Toronto now confirmed with some different late-night programming: the revived Art Bell Show, Midnight Sick in the Desert, confirmed here July 21st at 0601 UT on 6070. However, their signal is relatively weak compared to the three U.S. shortwave station frequencies, where I expect everyone will be listening if they really want to hear it. More about that later. Ron Howard in California reports Chinese numbers on 3210 USB for the second time heard recently, July 22nd at 1220 UT. He previously heard them in August 2011 on exactly 9,000 kilohertz USB. It's the Chinese Navy. Keith Perrone had explained back then that it's not a Taiwan number station, but from the mainland, operated by the Navy, very active during military exercises, not a spy station. It may sound that way because it uses old technology to generate the numbers. If the private Australian shortwave station under new ownership ever comes back on 3210, this could be a problem. Among the amusements Radio Cuba provides by its defective engineering and operation is this: the Radio Havana frequency 9550 on the air between 11 and 13 UT is accompanied by some just barely audible spurs at equal separations on each side. I measured approximately 9542.8 and 9557.2. That is plus and minus 7.2 kilohertz. I was inspecting that area around 9545 because Solomon Islands often runs late, and I was wondering if it would be clear for them. We know that the Cuban transmitter is the one designated number 5 at the Titan site. And this is the only time it's scheduled for RHC, but it must be in use at other times for spy numbers or China relays. So if we can find any of those frequencies also with spurs like this, it must be the same transmitter. And guess what? I found one. It's the China relay until 05 UT on 9790. July 21st, I was hearing those just barely audible carriers around 9782.7 and 9797.3. But there must be even more of them. Surely they're making much more use of this transmitter. I'm wondering what's happening at Radio Cairo. There are always severe technical problems on most of their transmitters, but they're usually on the air in our evenings after midnight 45 UT in Spanish. 9315, 11935, and 12070. However, as of July 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd, they were all missing, which means the English broadcast after 02 also missing from 9315, and the fourth transmitter, which is in Arabic on 9965, has been AWOL as well, which means The earlier English broadcast at 23 UT on 9965 has been absent as well. I've checked some other listed frequencies, and here's some just barely audible carriers. Those might be Cairo, but not confirmed, aimed more toward South America. I'm wondering if any or all of Radio Cairo's other transmissions throughout the day have disappeared. Possibly they're just recovering from Ramadan. Last week we had a report from South Africa that Equatorial Guinea had been heard reactivated on 5005 on a couple of occasions in June. Torsten Hallman, proprietor of Africa List, replied, "If it was on, I would expect to hear it, similar to Angola or others, but I do not. Maybe it's on the air in the daytime only. And since then, I've had no other reports of it, but it's in the what else could it be category, lacking any IDs." And Wolfgang Büschel replied, "I have serious doubts about this report as a regular transmission of Radio Nacional Guinea Equatorial. It could be fishing vessels, even though playing music along the northwestern African coast. Let us monitor this more, 5005. Thomas Nilsson in Sweden says, "I also had doubts. I checked the 60-meter band almost daily and haven't seen anything there for a long time, but strange things happen now and then, and reception in South Africa is probably different from Northern Europe. As there was no ID, someone else could have listened to the recording. Maybe it wasn't in Spanish." But Mauno Ritola in Finland replies, "The South African is a very experienced DXer. A fishing boat from North Africa would be unlikely in South Africa at 16 UT on such a low frequency. According to the station, they operate with a test transmission on 5005, and they also plan to be back shortly on 6250. It could be it is only in the daytime for now. It may stop at 17 UT when it would not be audible in Europe after that. Need to check 5005 between 0430 and 0500. Ivo Ivanov in the Bulgarian DX blog says, "Upcoming clandestine broadcast of IRRS shortwave via Radiocom, Fridays only starting July 24th, 16 to 18 UT, via Romania 15470. It's to East Africa in Amharic, but it does not say the name of the station. So check Fridays only between 16 and 18 on 15470. Mike Barraclough in England says, "There's a report on the France Inter website, July 22nd, about medium wave closing at the end of this year and long wave at the end of 2016. But I'm not sure whether they're saying it is now a definite decision." I sent it on to Mike Cooper, who spends a lot of time in France, and he makes a rough translation of the main points. It says ending medium wave and long wave would save 13 mega euro, but for directors, it's attacking salaried workers that will relaunch the machine with 19 mega euros of savings between now and 2019. Medium wave, that will be gone at the end of the year. Same thing at the end of 2016 for long wave. Two major abandonments for the group Radio France, even if the two broadcasting methods have been somewhat superfluous for quite some time. But talk about frequencies also brings out tensions. Labor officials and unions remain opposed to a voluntary departure plan proposed by Mathieu Gallet, the plan that has the target that was the target of a strike of historic length earlier this year. The plan would see about 350 voluntary departures out of 4,400 employees at Radio France. The directors say the cuts are necessary because of the French government's desire to see Radio France break even in 2017. Labor unions insist on an alternative scenario that would not fill most positions vacated when people retire. The plan would reach a break-even point in 2018. The culture minister said he has not decided on a proposal, adding that a plan for so many voluntary departures would require detailed work station by station, which has not been provided. You're tuned for World of Radio 1783. Almost all our material is drawn from the latest DX Listening Digest under compilation as I record, and which will be published as usual, a few days later. That's number 15-29 via worldofradio.com. Your contributions, always welcome to help us keep going financially. By PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Lots of monitoring of the Voice of Greece, 9420 being the main frequency. On July 16th at 0507, I noticed a horrible echo, a couple syllables apart at about equal levels. They had a double audio feed, it seems, going into one transmitter. Also noted by Wolfgang Büchel. Fortunately, we have not heard that particular problem since. But the 9935 transmitter often has a big whine, obscuring its own modulation. Ivo Ivanov has been monitoring the Voice of Greece carefully and noted more and more brief newscasts in foreign languages. If these appear at reliable times, that's great news and perhaps the start of a real external service. At least a few minutes in each language is a lot better than nothing. These were first appearing between 05 and 06 UT, and on one particular occasion, he logged the languages as follows. The times, no doubt, would vary slightly with a few minutes of music in between them. Starting at the top of the hour in Greek at 0500, 503 Serbian, 0509 Romanian, 516 Spanish, 526 Russian, I've heard that one, 531 Polish, 536 Albanian, 543 Italian, and 0549 in Arabic. But then he's found more and more at later hours on 9420 and maybe 11645 as well. July 21st, between 08 and 815, there was Greek, Spanish, and Russian. Then at 0900 to 0910, Greek, Spanish, and Albanian. At 1000 to 1008, Greek, Polish, and Italian. And note this well, July 21st at 1204 to 1209, they were in English on 9420 only. It was almost the same July 22nd, but 9935 was also in use, and it was clear on this occasion, as well as 9420, when English ran from 1201 to 1206. Unfortunately, at this time of day, hearing them in North America is very unlikely. Some All India radio stations manage to show up on the wrong frequency occasionally, and here's the latest about that. Jari Savolainen in Finland says on July 15th, around 17:15, I was hearing a strong AIR station on 5,000 kHz, blocking totally time signals from China's BPM. This was Tiruvannataputram, missing from 5010, also known as Trivandrum, slightly more pronounceable, as also noted by Joe's Jacob in Hyderabad. Apparently a punching error on July 15th, back on the right frequency, July 16th, when he also reports that AIR Shimla has not been heard recently on its frequencies 4860 and 6020. Station officials said they are off the air due to some valve problems, meaning tubes. And Ron Howard in California says AIR Aizawl 5050 could be heard in English underneath Beibu Bay Radio China, July 22nd at 12:30 on 5050, when it was parallel to Shillong on 4970. Nice that they're active again. And Ron Howard in California talks about RRI Merauke, Indonesia 3905. Very nice that they're still broadcasting after Ramadan. It has been the strongest RRI station, better than Palangkaraya 3324.88 or Vamena 4869.88. He's been hearing them several days from as early as 1215 and as late as 1400. JRX, José Ronaldo Xavier in Cabedelo Paraíba, Brazil, reports to the Hadrus Kudus Group that the Voice of Mongolia is still on 12,000 kHz, although it's irregular, and the signal and modulation are very poor. Nevertheless, he heard it July 21st at 10:05 UT, in Chinese, but when it came to an ID and pronouncing their website, they had to do it in English. For a while, I was checking Nigerian Armed Forces radio almost every night if I could stay awake past 06 UT via France on 13775 and 11825. But July 20th, there were no signals. It seems after having been extended indefinitely, they were definitely gone by July 16th, according to Ivo Ivanov. And Jeff White tells me, yes, the program is on hiatus. It may come back in August. I don't know if they webcast, probably not, but if you're close enough to pick up KZZW, Moreland Woodward, Oklahoma, on 104.5, as I can on the fringe, you might enjoy hearing what they've been doing lately since July 21st, stunting with a countdown, which will end at 21 UT Friday, July 24th. They give the exact countdown to the second several times a minute, but in between, of quite a variety of aphorisms, such as, we are bringing this slag to the tri-state area. Okay, Lambert, enough of this imbalanced stuff. It's time to get unbalanced. That's referring to the original format of this station, imbalanced music, which was a mixture of classical populars and hymns, something I could actually listen to. Sorry that that's going away. They also claim to have 100,000 watts of awesome, and we're not afraid to use it, even though they're licensed for only 60 kilowatts ERP. Another one. This is the second softest thing I've ever felt. She's breaking up, Captain. She can't take much more. We have a really big shoe tonight, a really big shoe. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or one. And remember, computers cannot think for themselves. They are just like everyone else in your office. This is done by a synthetic robotic voice, of course, and it's often unreadable. As we feared, once the 15th Pacific Games were over, the big relay of NBC Papua New Guinea via Shepparton, Australia on 12025 disappeared. That was after July 18th. However, the other two frequencies stayed on a bit longer. I could still hear them weekly on 9860 after 05 UT, which was apparently via Brandon, and 6075 remained in our mornings until 14 UT, although best here around 1200. I was still hearing that on July 22nd, but that may have been just about the last day before that too was turned off. This message came from someone, the executive director at NBC via Akageyama in Japan, via Seiichi Hasegawa as of July 20th. The service will be available for the next 3 days and will cease. Our arrangement with Broadcast Australia to use their shortwave transmitters was so NBC could broadcast the games to the whole of the country. This is an expensive exercise, and unfortunately NBC is unable to sustain the services due to budget constraints. The NBC does have plans to purchase its own transmitters and go back to broadcasting on 4890 and 9675. This might happen in 2016. As of last week, we reported that the new Somali station, Radio Puntland, had not been heard lately on 13800, but now it has. Dan Robinson in Maryland reports it July 20th after many days of checking the frequency. Tune in at 13:32 with mentions of Somalia or Somaliland. It was in the AM mode via the Twente SDR in the Netherlands with just a trace of a carrier using his own receiver in Maryland. Ivo Ivanov soon followed up. That was again heard on July 20th between 14:45 and 15:05, but cut off at 15:07. And on July 21st, a weak signal. It was after 1500, apparently until 16 UT. Dan Robinson also follows up July 22nd, Radio Puntland, 13800. It was on from 1230 until the carrier suddenly went off at 1300, but it was back on at 14 UT with a stronger signal as heard via the receiver in the Netherlands. Via Rusty X, a report from someone on the DXing.ru forum, about the pro-communist part in the Voronezh region of Russia, Radio Comintern on 6990. He, Sergei, the operator, had been requested to change the schedule. And this says he plans to broadcast in the summer from 15 to 18 UT, in the winter from 12 to 15. Reminder that International Radio Serbia plans to go out of business at the end of July, although on occasion their shortwave broadcasts have already been missing. But let's hope they're on for the very last occasion, July 31st, between 17:30 and 22 UT on 6100. English is at 18:30 and with interference at 2100, all too early to be heard in North America. This announcement is on their website. Dear listeners, by decision of the Serbian government, International Radio Serbia, Radio Yugoslavia, ceases to exist on 31 July. Thus, our fruitful cooperation with you and our tradition of continuously informing the diaspora and the public worldwide of the current events, business, and cultural capacities, beautiful landmarks, culture, and tradition of Serbia and former Yugoslavia in 12 languages, via shortwaves, the internet, and the satellite, will be terminated. Thank you for having listened to us and for having trusted us for more than 79 years. That's via Stephen Clift, developer of an app, who hopes they'll somehow continue on the internet, but don't count on it. Check his thing out at figure1radionews.com. From Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says, Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, 7120, July 19th at 1327, heard bits and pieces of definite English and some pop music. Their English is scheduled from 1320 back into Somali at 1340. National anthem and off at 1400, so back to their normal post-Ramadan schedule. Off for an hour, they resume at 1500. Poor with the normal amount of QR ham. Via Dario Monferini, Playdx. Krister Brunström in Sweden writes in English that Colombian music will be featured on the summer broadcast from Radio Revival Sweden. It's the monthly program of the Swedish DX Federation. Saturday, July 25th at 12 UT on 7430, repeated Sunday 26th at 10 UT on 9405. Nevertheless, I assume it'll be mostly in Swedish, but it says the program will include a 15-minute show featuring Radio Neva and Colombian popular music of the 1960s. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington in Caversham says, I heard a mammoth signal early Friday morning, July 17th at 0330 until 05 UT off on 3910. No external antenna needed. A nice mix of not often heard continuous oldies. No IDs except for old ones from Big L Radio London. Excellent listenable strength despite moderate fading. I'm guessing this could be Focus International. Art Bell's revival show, Midnight Sick in the Desert, indeed is now underway weeknights at 04 to 07 UT on three powerful U.S. shortwave frequencies, 5085, 7490, and 9330. In fact, there was a dry run 24 hours earlier with several internet feed outages, and 5085 has been running almost a minute behind the other frequencies. No propagation info this week or next on Media Network Plus, just here, the outlook from Boulder. Quiet conditions till July 30th, unsettled to active geomagnetic field July 31st through August 2nd. ANKNC is peaking at 25 and 5 on August 1st and 7th. Solar flux peaking at 115 August 1st to 4th and down to 85 by August 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1783.